And a good morning. We're at 17 past 9 o'clock, and I was going to play our intro to the water show today, the conservation conversation, and it comes up outdated, so I'll just have to sing it. Raindrops keep falling on my head, and we'll say good morning to Terry Whitnable from the Soil and Water Conservation District Office. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing very well, Maynard. That is... You know, that song would have been so appropriate today, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think we can close out with it. I think I'll change the date here.
Okay.
I don't know why I did that, but well, I hear that there's some news that you have for us today.
Yes,
as far as your life, huh?
Yes, it is time for me to move on to. I don't want to say bigger and better because it's not that, but I've reached that magic birthday, and...
Yeah, we won't mention which one that is, but it's the same one that I'm reaching here pretty soon, I think.
Okay. And with that in mind, while I still really enjoy my work and what we do, decided that it was probably time to... retire while I still am pretty much physically able to do some things other than my job.
Well, we're just talking about that with somebody the other day. One should actually do the retirement thing early in life, then you can have your fun and then work later.
Wouldn't
that be a better idea?
I think that is a most wonderful idea. Yes. That would have been my choice.
Right, but a little late now, right?
Exactly. Maybe something can change for all those younger people.
Right.
Maybe my grandkids can experience that.
Well, we certainly wish you well. It's been fun working with you over these years in the radio and elsewhere throughout the community.
Well, thank you, Maynard. It's been really wonderful working with you, too. And
we'll still see you around, of course.
You will.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
If not like you're going into hiding.
Exactly. If nothing else, in the grocery store.
That's right. Or the movie theater, hopefully, once in a while.
Yes. Yeah. I understand there's some really great seats coming.
Yeah,
there.
May 22nd, new seats are coming in. So we got that project going now. So it'll be nice, comfortable rockers so you can fall asleep during the movie.
You know, that's what I heard someone say about if it gets too comfortable, they were kind of worried about falling asleep.
Well, we didn't go with the recliners, you know, for a variety of reasons. They're like $400 a piece.
That might have something to do with it.
And Jim doesn't have a real big desire to be cleaning recliners between every movie. I'd hate to be that guy.
Me too.
So anyway.
Me too. And that's in retirement. What my husband is saying is that he's going to be showing me where the switch is on the vacuum cleaner and turn me back into the good German wife.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling him, too. He has kind of like a little learning curve that he can be expecting.
Well, we won't say any more about that. I don't want to get into that one.
You might hear about it, like, from here, all the way from Marietta.
That's right. That's what I'm afraid of. So. Well, we're going to talk a little water today, huh?
Yes, we are.
Heard a lot about water these days. It was Water Day, I think, down in the Capitol.
Yes.
And then Earth Day just now. So water is in everybody's minds.
Yes, and water is essential to life. You can go for a long time without food, but you can't go very long without water.
It's hard to make coffee without water, too, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so it is important. It's essential.
It is. And then there is, you know, the showering, cleaning.
Yeah, that's important.
We can't cook without water. Well, we can, but there's some water. We couldn't grow plants. We wouldn't have food. So water is so essential. And I was had the news on the TV this morning while I was getting ready for work. And there was, of course, I don't sit and watch it. I'm kind of in and out. But the Pope was talking, making some kind of presentation and talking about water, the importance of water, and how everyone is responsible for taking care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not Catholic, but I was really happy to hear him saying that.
And that's right.
He reaches a vast audience.
He is a rather influential individual.
He
agree
is.
With him or not, he still has the pulpit, so to speak. So
that's
he gets out there.
Absolutely. Yep. So Just continuing to share that message that if you use water, there are things that you can do to protect it, whether it's where you blow your grass clippings when you live in town, not letting them go into the street and down mm-hmm. into the storm drain, or how much and where you fertilize your lawns, keeping that fertilizer to the recommended amounts, applied when it's supposed to be applied. Not getting it on the sidewalks, driveways, and so forth, so it too ends up down going down that storm drain, because eventually that is getting into our surface waters.
Right.
Washing cars, water, lawns, just the way we consume water.
Running water when you're brushing your teeth, little things like that. Doesn't seem like much, but everybody's doing it. You're running all that water down the drain.
That's right. And last night, my husband got up in the night and got a drink of water. And when he got back in bed, I could hear this little tinkly sound. And I said, you better, did you get a drink of water? Yes, I did. Well, I think you better go check, because it sounds like there's water running. Well, his hearing isn't the best.
And I know the feeling.
Half asleep anyway. But when he came back, he was chagrined to admit I was right.
Yeah.
So in the dark, he had not turned off that water faucet completely. So sometimes it's even just...
You know, you're in the country, right?
Yes,
so,
we are.
So you're not really paying for that water. Like if you were in the cities, I mean, you're paying some for the water. But if you're in the city, you'd be charged for all that water that you're running down the drain, too. So that's another good reason.
Another good reason. But in the country, that would be adding lots of excess water to my septic.
Right.
That can, in the end,
so
make
it's
not fail.
Good any way you look at it. So.
That's right. So fix those drippy faucets if you have one, because it can be a big expense in the end.
And I felt sorry for some people. I've been on the city council for many years, and more than once we've had somebody come in and they've had a leaky toilet down in the basement, mm-hmm. and they've used 20,000 gallons of water or something over. And,
mm-hmm.
And our policy is, you know, we have a little bit of forgiveness on the subtract the sewer, the mm-hmm. charge off of the water bill. But, I mean, it's still big, and you get that once. So it's up to you to watch, you know, your usage.
And that that's a very good policy, because it applies to all of us, no matter what our age is just to be more aware about
right.
our water, how we make choices and how it impacts the water.
Exactly.
So, and we do have, through the water plan, the Lac La Parle County Water Plan, we have some cost share funds for sealing wells that are not used. Those wells are a direct conduit to the aquifers, and if they're not being used, it's very important to get them sealed properly, because it bothers me to see old building sites being razed, because there's supposed to be one well for every generation that lived on that mm-hmm. Building site. And granted, many of them couldn't be found, but there's certainly going to be one or two. And just by, you know, taking the bulldozer over and, you know, getting rid of the trees and everything, that does not mean that well was sealed properly.
Right.
And so
could be some things getting in there.
Exactly. And so it's just the right thing to do to get that well sealed. And we do have cost share funds, 75% with a maximum of $500. And you can do as many wells as you wish. It's one application per well, but mm-hmm. we will, it's not per person. It's
per well.
Per
yeah.
well.
Okay.
So I really would encourage anybody that has an old well to come in and apply for those funds and get those wells sealed.
Very good.
And in some cases, individuals have failing wells and are going to need a new well. And there are ag BMP loans or ag best management practice loans that can also be used for new well construction. And That's you do work through your bank, but you come into the office and fill out the initial application for those funds. And it's new that you're able to use it for new construction wells. Okay.
Well, you're located, of course, right there in the Farm Service Agency building at the corner of 40 and 75. And that's where they'd go to fill out these applications and get more information, right?
Yes, that's correct. And you would be talking to my replacement. Her name is Chessa Fromm. She will be starting on Monday.
Are you going to put her on the radio then, just to give her a baptism of fire and plunge her right in here?
I don't know if she will be quite up to starting on, like, next Wednesday, because we have a board meeting on Thursday. And okay. So
all right, well,
it's going to be a crazy
week for her. Give her a couple of weeks. So
yes.
We don't want to scare her off.
I did tell her what a great experience it is working with you, Maynard.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
easy
that.
Easy it is.
So it's nothing to it. Just like talking to an old friend.
That's right? exactly what I told her.
Right. All right. Well, that's good. Well, that's what I hope happens. So, we don't want to scare anybody. Some people come in, I feel like I'm giving vaccinations or something, you know, to kids and you know, sit out in the waiting room and, oh, no, I have to go in next, you know. But no, it's not that hard. So.
It's just a conversation with Maynard about conservation.
A conservation conversation. That's right. Well, you did want to mention something about the walk-in access, I think I had down here.
Thank you for reminding me. That was as I was going out the door.
Sure.
If anyone is interested, you have to come into the office and talk to Michelle by Friday. And just as an FYI, anybody who is signed up, there's a $20,000 grant available for habitat enhancement, which could be like control of trees or whatever it might be.
Planting some prairie grasses, I suppose, stuff like that.
The walk-in access is on existing CRP or RIM programs, so it's just enhancing and making it better.
Okay.
And tomorrow would be a great day to come in and talk to Michelle, because we will have the coffee pot on all day. It's my last day tomorrow.
All right.
And so you can come in, have coffee, talk to Michelle or anybody else.
Very good. Well, Terry, we're going to miss you, but if you want to come in, just talk on the radio sometime. Feel free to do so. Anyway, we'll put you on anyway for old time's sake.
All right.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, Maynard.
Terry Whitnable from the Lac Barrel Soil and Water Conservation District office on our conservation conversation. And I got my theme song rolling here.
Drops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, and they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.